Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. Over 100 Solidarity with Cuba organizations on Saturday staged a major demonstration in New York calling on the government to lift the U.S. economic, financial, and commercial blockade against Cuba. The demonstrators marched from the iconic Times Square building to the United Nations headquarters as a prelude to the voting on a resolution at the U.N. General Assembly on the need to lift Washington's unilateral blockade, slated for November 2 and 3. Ike Nahum, one of its main organizers, recalled that this will be the 30th consecutive time that the international community will strongly condemn the U.S. cruel and unjust blockade against Cuba. Over 30 demonstrations have taken place in the U.S. this week to condemn this U.S. punitive policy, according to a statement by a coalition made up of over 100 Solidarity with Cuba organizations united under the slogan, UN Vote for Cuba. The Javara Karate Club of Russia this Monday joined the international denunciation against the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States on Cuba. In a statement to which Prensa Latina had access, the sports organization denounced the hostile actions that Washington has enforced against Cuba for more than 60 years as a suffocation mechanism and to try to isolate a small country from the global geopolitical map. We want to express our support for the people of Cuba in their heroic struggle against the aggressive policy of the United States, the text states. On November 2 and 3, the United Nations General Assembly will host for the 30th time the presentation, debate, and vote on a text that establishes the necessity to end the U.S. blockade. The head of the Sandinista bench in the National Assembly of Nicaragua, Edwin Castro, affirmed that the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the U.S. against Cuba is a crime. The congressman said that the unilateral measure is anti-human from the popular lexicon's point of view and a crime against humanity from the penal point of view. The blockade has become a confirmation of the U.S.'s criminal policy, a measure that has been condemned by almost all the countries of the world. However, U.S. maintains it, Castro explained in an exclusive interview with Prensa Latina. In this sense, he referred to the intensification in times of pandemic of the U.S. regulations implemented for more than six decades. The Swedish-Cuban Association of Solidarity rejected the U.S. blockade against the island and expressed confidence in the resounding victory at the United Nations of a new draft resolution about the end of that extraterritorial policy. On the occasion of the upcoming vote at the United Nations General Assembly, we again proclaim our categorical condemnation of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed on Cuba, stressed in a statement signed by the association's chairman, Sultan Tiroler. Once again, we will see the almost unanimous vote of the world nations demanding the end of the blockade, stated the Swedish Association, very active in its support and solidarity with Cuba. The Bridges of Love movement will hold a caravan in the city of Jacksonville, Florida, in demand of the lifting of the blockade imposed by the United States on Cuba, said Carlos Lasso, the leader of the movement. The demand will be joined by Cuban Americans and other defenders of Cuba's right to its sovereignty. This is an action in addition to those that have been taking place throughout the week, such as the march held on the Friday in New York, organized as a prelude to the vote on the resolution in the UN General Assembly on the need to put an end to the blockade to be held on November 2 and 3. The walk spanned between Times Square and the United Nations headquarters and was joined by members of a coalition made up of more than 100 organizations in solidarity with Cuba that have carried out activities together under the slogan UN Vote for Cuba since last September. The Code Pink organization also addressed President Joe Biden and U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, demanding moving towards the normalization of relations with Cuba. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.